Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to the Boneyard with Steve Robertson. As always, I am your good friend and host, Steve Robertson, here on the Hump Day edition of The Yard, one day closer to college football. We get some college football tomorrow night. We're going to talk about that in our last segment of the show. Yeah, a lot of good stuff happening. We got a lot to talk about today. I want to talk to you guys about the tour we got of the newly refreshed Davis Wade Stadium. We'll spend the first segment of the show talking about that. Got a cool top 10 list by request. And then I want to share some things with you that I've kind of picked up watching some Marshall football games. I saw some things that were kind of strange, some anomalies, shall we say. So I reached out to some people that I know in the college football industry that know offensive line play better than I do. And I was like, hey, what do you know about this? And some interesting comments that I'll share with you. That'll come after the top 10 list. And then we'll have a good day, man. Coach's show tonight. So for those of you in the greater Starkville area, you can come out and be a part of that. That's a cool thing. I'll be there. Looking forward to going. Probably going to have some etouffee. That's what I'm thinking. Probably some etouffee. And I do enjoy going to the coaches' show. That's one great thing about living in Starkville is, like, there's just so much around, right? If you love Mississippi State, there's a lot of cool things that are happening with Mississippi State, and you can be a part of that. I know it's difficult, but I know all of you would love to live here. I'm glad all of you don't, because I don't want to have to wait for a table at Bulldog Burger Company longer than I have to. I want them to be successful, but you know my feelings about that. You know, I like to be able to go right in and eat. Speaking of Bulldog Burger Company, let's go ahead and thank them for their service and their support of our show. We love Bulldog Burger Company. Great place to go eat and break bread with friends or family or work colleagues. It doesn't matter if it's a lunch or a night out with friends. You can go have a good time. You can have an adult beverage, a full-service bar there as well. 3 great locations to serve you. University Drive here in Stark Vegas. Gloucester Street there in Tupelo. Lake Harbor Drive in the Ridge and Flowood area. I've got a hankering for a Pimentology Ed Bacon. I wanted to get that yesterday. Just couldn't pull it off. Had so much going on trying to transcribe all these interviews. But nevertheless, that craving has gone unfulfilled, but it will be satisfied shortly. Here's a great thing about Bulldog Burger Company, too. Great food, great price, great selection, great service. It's a great experience. So if you're in town or on the way to town, stop at one of Bulldog Burger Company's 3 incredible locations. You'll be glad you did. Have the spring rolls as your appetizer. They'll make you and everybody around you better looking. Find your own favorites. If you don't feel like a burger today, but everybody else does, you can get that great BLT salad. I prefer it grilled. You may like it fried. No matter how you get it, I think ranch dressing's the way to go. That's my feeling. I'm not one of these delicate little flowers that, like, needs a vinaigrette. You know, that's not me. But if that's you, that's cool. I'm not judging. and get that chocolate shake to go. You can ride that ride home with a smile. Bulldog Burger Company, the place where people go to meet. M-E-A-T. All right, let's jump right into it. Guys, it was so cool to be able to go to Davis-Wade Stadium. It was super cool. I mean, it really was. And I want to give our administration a lot of credit. I understand we spent about $9 million to kind of enhance the game day experience at Mississippi State. It's not just the LED lights. We're going to spend a lot of time on this today. But what impresses me is the thought behind so much of this, that we're constantly looking for ways to improve. And I don't know if that's always been the case. A lot of people have kind of made that claim. But I do appreciate the fact that we didn't just sit back and say, okay, well, this is good enough, right? Let's just put the LED lights up and call it a day. That, of course, we did that. And I put some videos out there. I want to thank everybody that shared those. I just wanted you guys to have a taste of what we received. You know, everybody in the media kind of did a few things. We got to walk down the tunnel. I guess before that, let's back up a little bit. We watched the presentation, and then we had the opportunity to eat some of the food that'll be available to you at Davis-Wade Stadium this year. They we got a new Bully's Pizza company, and it's all handled in-house. So you'll get your regular and pepperoni and cheese at every place they sell pizza in the stadium. But I believe it's going to be on the east side. They got this special pizza that's got this hot honey with it. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And not everybody in the media maybe partook as well as I did, but they didn't have any dessert, so I went back and had a couple more pieces of the hot honey pizza. It was great. So we had the hot honey pizza. We had the pulled pork nachos, which is always a winner. We had half a hamburger, which is great. And then we had the country-pleasing Gator sausage dog. They put some onions on there. You know my policy about that. But I scraped the onions off, and I ate the sausage. I could eat country-pleasing every day, I believe. But and that's an unpaid endorsement. But nevertheless, those things are great. And so we had the meal, watched the presentation, and then you know, went down the tunnel, you know, where the players go out. And then we got to go up into the student section and watch, you know, kind of the dance team there. And Bully was there. That's my homeboy. And then we got to see a little bit of the light show. And we're still kind of figuring some things out with that. Like, we know what to do. But, you know, the longer we have it, the more we play with it, the more we'll figure out what its capabilities are. But, yeah, it's cool. And even if all of that doesn't mean a whole lot to you, right? Like, and I think it should. But even if it doesn't, it's okay. The one thing that really jumped out to me is just how bright it is in there. And I don't mean in a negative way. Those light standards now, you talk about illuminating the playing surface. Better visibility than ever before at Davis-Wade Stadium. And of course, I grew up in a time where I remember the first night game. We brought those portable lights in to play LSU. I remember all that. You know, it was a big deal. We used to always play all of our home games during the day because we didn't have lights. Now we got some of the best lights in the game. But it's incredible. That aspect of it, I think, may be a little bit overshadowed. When you just think about, well, you know, they're going to do these little light things, and that's going to be cool, but that didn't really add anything to me. But your ability to view and watch the game is going to be dramatically improved. But a lot of cool new videos and things of that nature. We didn't get it. They told us we couldn't video everything. And there's going to be a new video with a certain music personality that is somewhat aligned with Mississippi State. And I'm being, you know, I'm being coy. That is going to be part of that. We'll be able to chance to see that for the first time together. We didn't get a chance to see that. They did kind of give us a, you know, a snippet, I guess, or a still frame to kind of know what and who to expect. But, yeah, we're doing some cool things. And so I want to work through these together with you. There's been a release. We got an article up at jeanspage.com for free But I want to go over some of these amenities here. Yeah, invested $9 million in enhancements. Pretty cool, man. Yeah. And this is like just the beginning. You know, we got more stuff we got to do. You know, we can invest in Davis-Wade Stadium, as one of our astute posters on Gene's page said. One of the cool things that I think a lot of people will get value from, and maybe you didn't know you needed this. You know, we've had these antiquated digital game programs, and when we first rolled them out, that seemed like such a big deal, right? Instead of you having to buy a program, you know, you could just, you know, download the program on your phone. Got a new game day page through healthstate.com. healthstate.com/game day. Now, this is exceptional. Now, here's the one of the coolest things about it. Number one, you can pull it up on your phone. You don't need an app. You can just go to healthstate.com and you can go find the game day tab. And one of the cool things about it is you can find your seats. You can kind of figure out, you know, where the nearest restroom is, what the nearest concession stands are, and what their menus are. So, like, if you're just kind of craving something, instead of you having to go stand in line only to be told, oh, we don't have that here, you're going to be able to find it without a lot of trouble. And it's very, very, very innovative. As you work through this interactive thing, there's going to be so many things that maybe weren't available to you before. Super cool. Super cool. And I think many of you will enjoy that enhancement. One of the things that has, you know, kind of drawn some reaction from Bulldog fans is the new tailgating layout. One of the things that we have been told is the students themselves wanted an area all to themselves. Perfectly fine with me, right? It doesn't impact me. I don't tailgate. It's a work day for us. But for some of you, you're like, hey, we're getting moved from our spot. We've been to a million years. And then those same people will talk about the student experience, right? Well, I didn't want the students moved from the junction. It appears, from what we're told, the students wanted an area to themselves. So they're going to go by the amphitheater, which is going to open up some more tailgating spots in the junction for season ticket holders. And Southern Tradition tailgating is going to be, you know, handling a lot of that stuff, as you guys are well aware. But we've had some complaints over the years, too, about, you know, sometimes we have some students just go tailgate, don't come to the game, and things get a little bit unruly out there. So it's kind of like a good thing, right? The students can have their own space to be with their own peers and not have old folks like me coming over there telling them, hey, Sonny, can you turn the music down, you know. And then the flip side of it is it opens up more tailgating spots closer to the stadium. And listen, I get it. The Southern Tradition tailgating experience may not be for everybody. But the reality of it is that with this new layout, it's going to be a lot more communal. And we were able to kind of see the pictures of all of that. That's going to be pretty cool. We talked about the LED things, man. And I had it's so funny. I had somebody call me the morning after and said, hey, I thought we were going to do something more like South Carolina. We have exactly the same state-of-the-art system that South Carolina does. Matter of fact, we actually have the newest version of the South Carolina thing. They've just had it longer, and maybe they know kind of how to choreograph these sequences a little bit better than we do. You'd expect that. It's a new toy for us. But they're not done. So what you're going to see against Arizona State and maybe Alcorn State is not the finished product. Now, what we have is great, but now that we've got it installed, we kind of feel like, hey, we're missing a couple things. So they're going to add those in season. You know, we don't play a home game for almost a month. And so all of that should all be fully operational before the season is over. So again, what you see against Arizona State is not necessarily a finished product. It's a great product in and of itself, but we're still going to add a few more buzzers and whistles to things before the season's out. That's important to understand. Again, how great it is, it's going to be better. A lot of people remarked on the video and said, Steve, it sounds like the audio is better. It is. It's not exactly where we want it, but it is better. We have made some upgrades. We've added some more subs. and the other side, there's a little more clarity now. It's probably something that we'll take on a little more next year just to kind of fine-tune it to get it exactly where it wants, but it is clearer. Now, of course, we're listening to this in an empty stadium. Once, you know, you get 60,000 people in there and you get people talking and cowbells clanging and things like that, it may not sound as clear, but there have been steps taken to improve the quality of the sound system. It's one of the things we had hoped to get done this year, but with the LED lights and the sound, maybe we're not exactly where we want to be on sound, but we're better than we were last year. And I honestly, last year, I thought the sound last year, sitting on press row, there were times I couldn't even hear what the official had to say. And like, he would hit the microphone, and then I couldn't understand him. And so that's one of the things that needed to be fixed for all of us, not just for us on press row. And that was one of the goals to ensure that we know what's going on, you know. And so, I thought sound last year may have been as bad as it's ever been, you know. I mean, back to the 80s, you know, when we were, you know, playing music out of a tape recorder, you know, with a microphone over. But yeah, so again, some steps have been taken there. The firework stuff, if memory serves me correct, we've added about 10 or more firework and like pyro stations at Davis Wade. And so what you're going to see, like when we score and when we win, is going to be well beyond anything we have ever experienced at Davis Wade. And one of the cool things that Spencer showed us is the chase, right? It's a stadium chase. So, like, the fireworks begin to go off, you know, maybe behind the students, and then they just go around, right? That's, you know, we can shoot them all at once, but it's kind of a cool thing that you can time that. So we're going to have an enhanced firework display. But also, too, you know, we did the drone show a while back, and that was kind of a novelty type thing. We're going to have more of that, and because of the fact that we can turn the lights out, it's going to be even more dramatic. And for those of you that attended the Duty Noble drone show, it's going to be a lot like that. You know, you're going to have the drone show, but it's going to be even more impressive because we can you know, hit the lighting. We can turn it off and turn it right back on. Super cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
So, all of that is going to be a lot more impressive. Video board, one of the things that I saw, it's not in this update, but the banner M that is over the Dogzillatron, as we've called it for many years, some of us anyway, the banner M's coming down, and it's just going to say Mississippi State. And I think that's probably a good thing, too. We're always going to be Mississippi State, and I think that probably matches a little bit better. They got a new video board, video segments they're going to do. They've really worked hard on this. And again, I think that's a product of changing our creative team out, which is doing an amazing job, much better than last year. It's not even close. But what's interesting too is we're going to have a ribbon board in front of the Gridiron Club. Now, there's always a lot of people kind of standing around down there, and there's some people that are sitting down. So I don't know if that's going to add a lot to your experience, but it is just kind of something else that we're doing. And also, too, it'll give us the opportunity to sell some ad space. I can't remember the number of cameras that we had, but it's going to be more than double, if memory serves me correct. And so there's a good chance that you're going to get on the Jumbotron with greater regularity and with greater clarity. And they're going to have a jib, you know, that's that camera, you know, the kind of like ESPN everybody else has, that's going to kind of add some things to it. New North End Zone fascia LED boards. That's what we were talking about. You know, the ribbon board along in front of the Gridiron Club. Another cool thing, and for those of us on the west, on the main concourse, you know as well as I do, at times that place has looked a little cluttered. You know, you have to kind of cram in all the amenities you can. They've done some construction down there within the concourse to give more room for those drink coolers. So instead of them being out there in the walk space, it's going to be much more passable, shall we say. They've just kind of streamlined everything to make it a little easier to navigate on busy days. Going to have a lot more of these, you know, walk-in type arrangements. They've changed some of those graphics down, and you know, a lot of those have kind of gotten outdated anyway and probably needed to be changed out, and they have been. It looks a lot cleaner. It looks a lot cleaner down there. That's on the west side. Now, the east side in the east concourse, and for those of you that sit in the east, you'll be happy to know this. They have refreshed those bathrooms, and it's probably something that should have been done several years ago, but it looks cleaner. It is cleaner. It's a lot sleeker in there too. I mean, not that you need your bathroom to be, you know, incredibly state of the art, but nevertheless, those of you that sit on the east side will have much cleaner restrooms and more up-to-date restrooms to use. Super cool. We also got to sit as we viewed the performance in these new upgraded mesh chair backs. Now, for those of you that need a chair back, you know, the ones that we've had have been just a kind of okay, right? These are much nicer. They're sturdier. They're also going to be available for game day rental, always available for season ticket, like when you buy your season tickets, if you want to get those. But these are a lot more durable, and of course, if it rains, you're not going to have to go sit in a wet seat, things of that nature. But also, too, you kind of got a little bit of a recline. Just a little bit, not in somebody else's lap, but just a little bit, so you don't have to sit quite so straight up. They're very comfortable. It doesn't impact me as much as it does you all, but I think you're going to be jacked about that. Now, we talked about the beverage type stuff. We've changed the name of some things, and again, I would encourage you to use like that game day interactive component to healthstate.com. The Junction Grill. And that's pretty obvious, right? The Junction Grill is kind of like your traditional concession stand type stuff, right? It's where you get your hamburgers, your hot dogs, all that kind of stuff. The 1878 Smokehouse. Yeah, that's right. That's going to be where your pulled pork nachos and your smoked pork sandwiches and things of that nature are. It all kind of makes sense, right? So instead of having like if you just want a pulled pork sandwich, instead of having to go get in a long line there, it's going to be. We talked a little bit about Bully's Pizza. And for those of you that attended the Banana Balls games, you saw we had a different pizza. It's going to be more like that. That's kind of like a test run. It's going to be like the flatbread pizza. Pretty cool. And then there's the Doghouse. The Doghouse itself is where you get your sausage dogs, right? So a lot of cool stuff. And you're going to notice when you go in, you're going to be proud of the place. You really are. And I told Zach Selman, I said, I'm so incredibly proud. It doesn't even feel like the same place. But a couple new beverage stands on the west and the east main concourses that are going to have that grab-and-go option. You know, sometimes you just got to go grab a drink, and you've had to wait in line for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and you missed some important parts of the game. We're not going to have to do that anymore. New to the Mississippi State venues and both concessions and retail operations, the most innovative drinkware in the world, featuring exclusive universal can cooler designs throughout the season. Excited about that, for sure. For sure. Student section upgrades, right? New features there. DJ Skip is our new DJ. He was there Monday, played Sandstorm. And so you're going to have some of that. You're going to have cryo delivery systems. Your sound should be better there. There's going to be complimentary sunscreen available at the first aid rooms and information booths. May not be as important this year as it will be other years. And then your continuation of dog dollar acceptance at concession stands at Section 14. So a lot of cool things happening. And, you need to get your tickets. That's the main thing about your takeaway from all this is that your administration, number one, has heard you, right? And number two, they've acted on it. It's one thing to just listen to somebody and then never enact change. We've spent $9 million enacting change. Now, is it going to be a perfect place? No. No. Is it going to be better than last year? Absolutely. And again, it's not just the LED lights. I think the LED lights are super cool. I'm just glad to see us kind of modernize things. You know, at the end of the day, what helps our branding most is winning. But here's the thing, too. It's become so incredibly easy to just stay home, right? And there's nothing like being there. There's nothing like being there. And so we have to do some things to kind of step it up to make it worth people's while to come to a ball game, win or lose. You know, we talk about, you know, hey, let's go outside. You know, if outside is so great, why have we spent, you know, all of creation trying to improve inside? That's kind of where it is now. Like, you can watch all these games on the ESPN app and, you know, I get it. You know, you have some friends over, maybe put some steaks on the grill. I get that aspect of it too. But we are doing some things to enhance the game day experience that you can't experience at home. And these things are all very positive. And again, this is just kind of the beginning. You know, we got more stuff we're going to do and more stuff we're doing this year. A reminder that the LED light displays and shows that you see in September may look different in October, you know, barring something that changes, right? And again, LED lights are fully functional, but we're going to add some other components. Make sense? I hope so. I don't want to confuse you. But the LED lights, the installation, everything is done. Everything is operational. But we're going to add some additional amenities to that to make it even more impressive. Yeah. And I think that's a great thing, too, for Mississippi State. Because, listen, we've had times in the past where leadership would say, well, let's just do it next year. You know, well, no, we're not going to do it next year. We're going to do it now. So I can share with you, though, it is impressive. And the videos really don't do it justice. It really doesn't. I mean, you think it does. Like, I was there live, and I went back and watched my own video. And I said, that's pretty good. It's not as good as it is in person. And I think, too, when you begin to think about recruits, right, everything that we do in many respects is about recruiting and to help our football team be successful. Part of that, of course, is enhancing the fan day experience to get people to come, buy tickets, buy concessions, and support Mississippi State. In addition to that, we want to make it a fun atmosphere so when recruits show up, they're like, hey, this place is committed to football. This place is committed to a great time. This place is on the cutting edge of technology. You know, there have been times in my lifetime that, you know, we kind of were bargain basement shoppers, right? It's like, yeah, we need to upgrade this, but let's not go get the best. Let's just get something that's better than what we already had. And I think that mentality, in many respects, has kind of held us back. You know, we don't have to go get scratch and dent furniture and then expect to go have a ballroom gala and nobody point that out to us. Oh, this was very popular 10 years ago, right? That's a little bit hyperbole, but you understand what I mean. We have not always been at our best. I'd say Scott Strickland, Greg Byrne, John Cohen, you know, like, I mean, obviously we built the stadium, the baseball stadium, better than anything anybody else has. And so that was kind of a step in the right direction. Now, granted, as Dave Murray and I discussed, we wouldn't have had the technology or the resources to do what we can do today 20 years ago, right? It's true. We didn't have the ESPN deal that we have today. You know, it used to be a big deal. You were on TV and you got paid, and then all of a sudden they said, hey, well, that should be a shared type experience, and it eventually became that. But, we didn't have the technology. We didn't have the infrastructure. We didn't have the money. Well, now we've got a lot more money. We've got to be great stewards, right? It's true. But we were lagging behind in some things, but it's clear that we're beginning to kind of catch up. And so for everybody, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, because I know that you love Mississippi State as I do. If we have been those people that have been upset about the game day experience, if we have been upset about helmet stickers or uniforms or the sound or any of that, now that this has been addressed, we need you to come to the game, okay? We need you to come to the game. We don't want to be complainers just for the sake of complaining, because now that we've all gotten what we want, for the most part, right, there's still some other things. There's no end to what we want. But we have seen the university take some very solid strides here to make it a better experience for our student-athletes and for all of us. And so we need to honor that commitment with our attendance and our support. You know, and it's so funny, like, we can never do enough, right? We had a phone call, too, the day after, you know, our preview with the media. Oh, I thought it was going to be nicer. Well, what'd you think? I mean, guys, it's never going to be, you know, the electric light parade at the Magic Kingdom at Disney. That's not what it's designed to be. It's not going to be that. But we have taken some solid strides forward. And so I need everybody, Mississippi State needs everybody, to unite and give the administration our support. If we want what we can't sit back and just complain and then not support the administration when we get what we want. That's just not the way it should work. And that's not the fan base that I know, right? There's so many of you I know that, you went through some very difficult years at Mississippi State, not only when we didn't have money, but when we did have money and maybe we didn't spend it the way we should. We didn't always invest. We didn't always fundraise. And you guys, many of you silver-haired dogs, have carried the tab for a long time. You know, this is for you too, right? This is part of what you've built as a fan base and as longtime season ticket holders. And so I would tell you too, there are some people out there too that a little bit worried about, you know, the strobing effect of these lights. That's a concern, right? If you're one of those people that is sensitive to that. But I can tell you, and again, I don't suffer with that affliction, so in no way am I, you know, trying to, you know, be Dr. Phil here, but I don't think it's that intense. At least it wasn't for me. Like, it's not like some other things I've experienced. You know, it's not like going to, you know, a rave or a concert. You know, there's a lot of things going on. But you needed to make the best decision for yourself, right? I know there are some people out there that have, epilepsy. This may be a concern for. So you may want to talk to a doctor, you know, get more information before you come out for the night games. So I'm just throwing that out there. I get that aspect of it too, and we want to be sensitive to that. But I don't want it to be a scenario too where you walk into a situation kind of unaware. So maybe when you see it on television, or maybe you see those videos, you kind of get it. But it's not really like in your face. You know what I'm saying? That it's not like a strobe light in your face. You know, I think you're going to be okay. But you know, your situation is unique to you. So make the best decision for yourself. But nevertheless, everybody involved with Mississippi State sports should be very excited about the enhancements that await you next weekend when you attend the home opener against Arizona State. All right, it's time for our Close with Blair player of the day. Blair Chandler is my friend, your friend, our collective friend in the mortgage industry. Here's the deal. There's a lot of people vying for your business. Don't overthink it. Okay, don't go with an inexperienced loan officer out there that, you know, may not know the ropes right? I mean, you could end up in a bad deal. You could end up paying more fees than you should, get a higher interest rate than you qualify for, because, hey, there's some people out there, they're a little bit unscrupulous. Stick with a mortgage professional like Blair Chandler. 601-500-2344. 601-500-2344. 24 years in the industry, nobody stays in any industry by accident for 24 years. Nearly 25. Blair gets things done. Visit the website, Close with Blair, C-L-O-S-E, with Blair, B-L-A-I-R, for more information. Or if you need the number and you lose it, hit me up. I'm happy to provide it for you. We've had several Barnyard listeners that have closed loans with Blair. It's been a great partnership. So whether you're looking for your first home, your next home, your retirement home, or perhaps that game day condo, which could prove to be more affordable than you think, Blair's a name to know. Hit him up. If you have been turned down in the past, he may be able to construct a loan that gives you the chance to have the dream of home ownership come true. That's closewithblair.com. Okay. Our Close with Blair player of the day is going to be Davin Booth, because I think he is going to be the most important player this weekend. I think we are going to run the football with some success. I think Fluff's going to get carries. I think we'll probably use the entire depth chart at running back. But I look for Booth to have a real breakout game. And, you know, he had some big ones for us last year. But there's some things we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show that I've seen on film. And I'm not sure how much of it correlates to Southern Miss. I don't know if this particular technique is tied to the D-line coach or the coordinator. But the reality of it is I think we're going to have success running the football. And I think it's one of those things that you guys should be prepared for. And, guys, it's difficult to throw the bomb, right? Everybody's like, let's just take a shot. Just take a shot. Well, when there's two high safeties out there, you don't go take a shot unless it's something you can do to manipulate the safety and get an advantageous matchup outside the numbers. So what we're going to do, more times than not, is we're going to establish the running game to get those safeties a little tighter to the line of scrimmage and set up some matchups outside. And Booth's going to be a big part of that. So Davin Booth, your Close with Blair player of the day. Time for today's top 10 list, brought to you by Kalido Guitars. That's C-A-L-I-D-O guitars.com. It's a Mississippi State owned and operated music shop. It's not just a guitar shop, but for guitar players, that's where you should go. Yeah? Showroom down in Lake Jackson, Texas. But you know what? They can accommodate your online purchase, your phone purchase. It will give you a promo code too. It's BSR. You know it well. That gets you a 10% discount on anything you buy. It also gets you free shipping, no sales tax unless you live in the state of Texas, and they will make a 5% donation of your purchase price to the Bulldog Excellence Fund. So not only are you getting a quality instrument at a discounted price, you're helping Mississippi State put more competitive teams on the fields and courts of play. I'm still eyeing that Steve Vai. I am. It's really not that expensive, but I still have to think to myself, you know, do I want to spend money on this? I really want that guitar. I do. I do. I really want that. Maybe one of you guys will buy it for me. But I really want that guitar. I think I would play more if I had a better rig. I got a great PV amp. I do. But I've got a cheap Ibanez that I bought from a pawn shop. And, you know, just how it is. You know how it is. You get the new toy, you want to play with it, right? Especially with this new band project I'm working on. You never know how it's going to work out. But nevertheless, I'd love to have a new guitar. I would. And the players in your life would love to have a new guitar too. Whether it's an acoustic, a 12-string, an electric guitar, you can get them from the beginner level all the way up to professional grade models. You can get that Josat Signature Series guitar. It's a very expensive guitar, but you can get it at a discount. So how many times do you buy something online and then maybe things don't go as you expect and maybe something's wrong, right? Or maybe it's not exactly what you wanted. You know, the quality of expertise and level of service at Kalido Guitars is unmatched. It is the Mississippi State Guitar Shop. Be sure and check them out today at KalidoGuitars.com. All right. These guys played guitars, still do. Got this request from my buddy Jeff. He goes, hey, I know you guys probably have done this at some point, Steve, but can you send me the WASP list? Well, the truth of the matter is, I thought we had done WASP too, and then I began to second-guess myself. So I had Roy Samanthi, our friend, check, and we have not done WASP. How about that? And Roy's like, hey, I forgot about those guys. I did too, apparently. So we're going to knock out WASP today. And they were a band too, kind of known for their gothic and almost horror type image, but these guys can really play. Blackie Lawless, what a great name, a great stage name. I wish I was named Blackie Lawless. It'd be incredible. I mean, think about that. What's your name? Blackie Lawless. All right, just, it makes you just want to lower in the lower register, right? Blackie Lawless. I mean, it'd be great. It'd be great to be named Blackie Lawless. But I can't change it to that because there already is a Blackie Lawless. Anyway, so we're knocking this out today. WASP, of course, was one of those bands targeted by Tipper Gore and the PRMC, Parents Resource Music Center. I wrote a paper on about her and them in high school. WASP is an important band in many respects because of that. Whether you really like their music or not, I am a First Amendment advocate. Now, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to go get in your post office with a video camera and make everybody interrogate me or anything like that. And let me say something about that too, because those reels pop up on my phone. I watch reels a lot for entertainment instead of television, because real life is more entertaining. There are a few things that I want to say about these reels, okay, about these First Amendment auditors and things of that nature. They've been in Mississippi recently, too. The first thing that I'm going to tell you, no matter what somebody else tells you, you do not have an expectation of privacy in public, period. If you're out walking around in public, they can view you, they can photograph you, they can video you, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you don't want to be in their video, then leave. Get away from the scene. Simple as that. Everywhere we go these days, just about, we are monitored by video. When you walk into a federal building or just about any business, they have surveillance video going, and they're the only ones that have a copy of it. And so understand, you're waiving your right to privacy when you go in public, period. Again, Steve, I don't think you're right. No, I'm right. I'm right. You're wrong. Nobody has to have your permission to take your picture when you're out in public or your video. You don't have to sign a written consent form. There's none of that. You have zero expectation of privacy in public. Number two thing, law enforcement folks, I love y'all to death, and you've always been there for me when I've needed you and some other times when I didn't need you. Those days are behind me, though. But make sure you know the law and don't go harass these people, because more times than not, they're just trying to get a reaction from you and trying to get you to ultimately arrest them so they can then sue the city. And it's not you that pays for it. It's the taxpayers that pay for it. So on behalf of taxpayers around the country, if you're law enforcement, please don't go up to these auditors and accuse them of voyeurism or whatever like that. I mean, it's stupid. I know it can be annoying, but just don't do it. And I see all these traffic stops, too, and how many people, like Mississippi is not a stop and ID state, right? You have to have reasonable, articulable suspicion of a crime or that a crime is going to be committed. You see, I do watch those reels a lot. True? Right? So I know the lingo. But you can't do it, man. You can't just walk up to somebody and say, I guess you have a right to ask for ID, but they have a right to refuse to give you ID. You're not entitled to that identification unless they've done something illegal. And it's like, I see these things all the time. It's like, well, their feelings, it's not feelings enforcement, it's law enforcement, okay? And once you are aware of that situation, of what's happening, don't get baited into that stuff. Just don't do it. Don't do it. And there is this such thing as the plain view doctrine that applies to police and to the general public. And so in the event that somebody is shooting video from outside your business, it's up to you to create privacy, not up to them. You want to lower the blinds, you want to close your laptop, whatever, it's up to you. But I'm very much a First Amendment advocate, very much. And as I've said before on this show several times, it is not regular speech that needs protection. It is inflammatory speech that needs protection. It's controversial speech that needs protection. Understand that? There would be no need for protection if the speech itself wasn't in some way offensive to somebody. And I could speak all day about the things that people get offended about. Most of it's not their business. But the reality of it is because of the PMRC's attack on music, mainly rock music, but it wasn't just rock music. I mean, your Prince was part of that. Tina Marie was part of that. You know, there was a lot of other bands, Top 40 acts, that were kind of part, but primarily it was a rock and roll thing. And Wasp, because Wasp was so incredibly outlandish and they looked, shall we say, evil, right? Demonic. People were like, we got to stop these guys. And as the PMRC and Tipper Gore began to make Wasp a target, some of these lunatics in a lunatic fringe began to target Wasp. And so they would call in like a bomb threat at a venue that Wasp was playing at. Or they would vandalize the venue. Blackie Lawless, was shot at twice. All because of this PMRC campaign. And listen, here's the thing. I want to make sure you get this. There's a lot of people out there that need mental health, right? It's true. There are a lot of people that need counseling. And they're just looking for a cause. You're looking for something to be a martyr for, right? And so I don't always blame those that have differing opinions politically, because that would be uncouth, right? But there are some people out there, because of certain rhetoric, and I speak in hyperbole a lot too. You know, I do, especially when I motivate my team, right? I may tell people, hey, we want to go out there and kill these guys. Well, that doesn't mean we want to kill them, literally. It's figurative, right? It's a figure of speech. But there are a lot of people out there that don't have the intelligence or the ability to understand hyperbolic speech. And so as a result, they think, hey, this is a real thing. You know, I saw, I can't remember when it was. I don't even remember what side of the aisle this person was on. I'm pretty sure, but I don't want to say because I don't want to get DMs about this. But there was a guy like encouraging people to go harass political opponents and supporters of political opponents in restaurants. Like go take their appetizers off their tables. Like just walk up randomly to strangers and take their food off the table. Do you know what you're asking people to do? I mean, honest to goodness, you're asking people to put themselves in harm's way over political figures that we'll never meet, that we'll never know that we exist. Do not walk up to somebody else's table and take the food off their table. You're going to be arrested, and you should be. You're crazy. Don't do it. Seek counseling. Don't do it. But let's get to it. Let's get to our Wasp Top 10. Number 10, this was a song that was originally written for a Blackie Lawless solo album. I'm not going to do it again. A Blackie Lawless solo album ended up being a Wasp album called Crimson Idol, which I believe was fourth or fifth. But nevertheless, Wasp was kind of on hiatus, and Blackie was putting together a solo album, decided to put the band back together. And the first couple of these are kind of ballady, right? Power ballads, and it's a track called Hold On To My Heart. And one of the reasons that I wanted to start with that is because so many people just kind of know the punkish, hard rockish type stuff from Wasp. They don't understand there's a little more depth to the catalog. Number 9, great track, Show No Mercy. Love this one. Not to be confused with Ellie Gunn's Show No Mercy, which I love. A little different dynamic here. Show No Mercy, another good track. Number 8, another ballad. And it's a great one. And it's one of those songs, too, that's got, like, some metaphors in it, too. You know, it's about a fallen angel and, you know. And but nevertheless, it talks about it. Don't cry for me because I'm forever free. You know, I'm free in the wind. Let the wind guide my life. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are forever free. It's so interesting, too. Like, you know, I know some people that have this, they have this mantra they live by, you know, not all those that wander or lost or whatever, something like that. And then they never leave home. You know, it's like the same zip code or area code. Let's stop doing that too. You're not wandering anywhere, right? It's like, I see these Instagram pictures sometimes too. And it's like, I made an Instagram post one time just to be stupid. And it was just like a random picture. And I put, she had an annoying habit of posting pictures and captions that had absolutely nothing to do with her life. you know. That's true. It's true, and you know it. It's true. Number seven, maybe a moderate hit for them, and it's called The Idol. This is a ripper. I think you'll dig this one. And it's one, too, that's just kind of straight-ahead rock and roll, and it's Blackie kind of being Blackie. I think the top six, we could probably all agree, are the top six. Those of us that were and are fans of Wasp. But L-O-V-E Machine is number six. Yeah, number six. Maybe I don't know if you guys how familiar you are with the catalog. If not, you should be, right? And it's very 80s, don't get me wrong. It is. But that Last Command album is great. It's great. Absolutely great. All right, number five. We went the live version here because in the live version, there is some discussion about the PMRC thing. As Blackie says, I've been reading a lot about me and my boys, you know. And there was some confusion. You know, Wasp, of course, it always, you know, when you're doing your promotion for the band, you know, you always want to put your darkest foot forward. When you're in rock, you want to have a little mystery about yourself, some intrigue. And so what Tipper Gore said is that Wasp stood for We Are Sexual Perverts. Now, in the first album, the self-titled album, Wasp, that was listed. So it's not like she made it up, okay? And then later, Blackie Lawless was asked in an interview, what does it really stand for? And to give Blackie some credit for having a sense of humor, he says, we aren't sure, pal. So, W-A-S-P, we aren't sure, pal. You get it? It's a joke. But anyway, there's a story that's come out in recent years, too, that the whole thing started when Blackie was a kid and got stung by a wasp. Like, he got bit. He thought it was a bee. And he goes, no, it's a wasp. And he liked the name. He goes, yeah. So, they named the band Wasp. And then the acronym came later. So there you go. But it's, again, Harder, Faster, Live, number five. Number four, this is a good one, man. This is a good one. I'm a Wild Child, Come and Love Me. That's right. Number four is Wild Child. This is it's a great one, man. And it's very much the Wasp effect. Number three, I won't give you the subtitle because it is somewhat X-rated. And then some people would get their feelings hurt. And I want this to be a family show. I know some of you have kids that ride in a car with you. So we're just going to call it Animal, right? And then there is another word. And then it says Like a Beast, but it's Animal. We're going to go with that. That's your number three track. Now, there's probably going to be some controversy among those of you that are avid followers of 80s rock music. This is a good debate right here. It truly is. What is the best Wasp song? And we're down to two songs that you guys know well, if you know them. And they didn't get a ton of airplay on MTV either, because even as crazy as MTV eventually got, there were some videos that only played at night. Kind of like, you know, when I was in radio, there were some songs we could only play at night, right? You could only play Life in the Fast Lane from the Eagles after 6 or after dark. Just certain songs you couldn't play. A lot of it's because we had a lot of businesses back in those days before Muzak was a thing. People would play the local radio station because we played music. And so we couldn't play anything controversial during business hours or morning hours. But after night, we could let our hair down a little bit. But nevertheless, they didn't get a ton of MTV airplay. On some Headbangers Ball stuff, and like at night they would get some stuff. But I'm going to go with, I know many of you would have this number one. I'm going to go number two. It's Blind in Texas, which ironically was written in Minnesota. How about that? They weren't even in Texas when they wrote the song. And immediately I thought about Chris Cornell, right? Look in California, feel in Minnesota. What great, great lyrics that is. Yeah. Feeling cool and looking cool and feeling cold. All right, number one, though. You know what it is by now if you know the band. It's I Want to Be Somebody. I Want to Be Somebody Cool. Yeah, that's it. Number one, top Wasp song according to me. So, Jeff, thanks for the suggestion. We've had a good run lately of suggestions. A really, really good run. And had some people, some comments about the Ted Nugent list. Yes, we'd already done it, but you know what? We gave you a 2.0. I think you guys liked it better, you know. And we did, we worked in some damn Yankee stuff too. But before, I think we just did Ted Nugent as a solo artist, working some Amboy Dukes, working some damn Yankees. And guys, I'll tell you this too. After doing that list, like I jammed Come Again on my way to town to go get a sandwich, because I eat. Yeah, I do. That guitar solo on Come Again from Damn Yankees from Ted Nugent is legendary. And again, we missed an opportunity too when we did our 12-string intros that we didn't use Come Again. I mean, you can't play that song enough. Tommy Shaw's vocals are great. The harmonies with Jack Blades are great. Tremendous. A lot of comments about the Nugent list, and I appreciate those. Appreciate the feedback and appreciate your suggestions. But yeah, we've had a really, really, really good run. But about the last month, I mean, of course, we did all the Ozzy stuff. But then we had some really good, like a new level was reached. And so, yeah, I had forgotten about Wasp. So, Jeff, thank you. Thank you. You were giving me credit I didn't deserve because I had not done Wasp and Blackie Lawless. I'm not going to do it again. I know you want me to, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to. It's going to be a little back and forth with us. You know, not going to do it. But nevertheless, thanks so much for your suggestions. Thanks for your support of the show and the Top 10 list. If you have ideas, reach out. Best way to do that is to hit up Roy Samanti, my friend, your friend, on X at dogmatic67dawg, M-A-T-I-C 67. That's also our great list on Spotify. Roy got caught up over the weekend. I can't promise you he won't get behind again. He's a busy guy. He is, but we appreciate his contributions. And you can find me on all forms of social media at Scout Steve R. All right, next segment of the show brought to you by Campus Bookmart, a Starkvillian institution. We love Campus Bookmart. We do. And I want to make some clarification, okay? Bookmart and Cafe is kind of a sister store to Campus Bookmart. They are going to be closing it sometime this year. That's got no impact whatsoever at Campus Bookmart. I spoke to Miss Kathy Brown yesterday, and she says, we're doing great. Matter of fact, she was down getting some sun down on the beach and excited about football season. So the Campus Bookmart locations are fine. They will continue to move forward. And I want to make sure that we got some clarification because I had some people that asked me yesterday, what's going on with this? So my friend Carolyn Abadie, who's run the Bookmart and Cafe downstairs, downtown for years, is going to retire. I'm happy for her, but I'm sad that we're losing that institution of a bookstore. But you can get all of your Mississippi State apparel needs, merchandising needs, gift idea needs for all the Bulldogs in your life at Campus Bookmart. Yeah, still blowing and going, doing great things. Yeah, they're not going anywhere, right? They're not going anywhere, right? I suspect that institution will continue long after you and I are gone. But I would encourage you to frequent them next time you're in town and go by and see their smiling faces. And the lovely, talented Susie, I can't wait to get up there and just go get a hug. Yeah, and it's like I'm going to give her a hug that'll make her husband jealous too. I mean, I've missed her. I really have. But if you can't make it to town, visit them on the World Wide Web at campusbookmart.net, courtesy of Al Gore's internet. I want to give him some representation too, since we gave Tipper some. But nevertheless, promo code BSR, that gets you free shipping on all orders over $75. Any order less than $75, absolutely incomplete. Okay. I like to, I don't like to guess, okay? One of the things that I try to pride myself on is to always be the genuine article. So I'll give you a good example. I watched, somebody sent me a video today and they didn't realize all the mistakes in it. They're like, hey, there's this preview about State and Southern. I'm not going to tell you who did it because it's so bad. And this guy, you know, sitting up there with his backwards cap on and, you know, and he says, hey, you know, it's the Marshall team. They brought like the majority of that roster. No, they did not. We've already addressed it on the show. They did not. There's no evidence out there to support that contention. Didn't happen. They brought 21 in, two guys left after the spring. They got 19 transfers from Marshall, which is a significant number, but it's not the majority of the roster. In addition to that, about half of the guys that transferred have had no appreciable experience on the college level, right? So no, it's not the Marshall team. And one of the things this guy said, too, is, hey, they brought four starters on the offensive line. They brought exactly zero. Didn't bring a single offensive lineman from Marshall. We went over this. I wrote an article over the weekend. There's enough people out there still in my material. I wish that guy would have. But instead, I don't like to do that, right? And so the point being is that as many people in the media, some of the lazy people in the media, began to kind of suggest that, hey, it's Marshall. I feel like we're on a Brady Bunch episode, right? And so I said, well, you know, how many transfers do they really bring? I go, look, it's about 20, right? So I said, let's take a deeper dive into this, right? So no, it's not the Marshall team. And even Charles Huff said yesterday, even if they had the same team, it's a different schedule, different location. There's a lot of things that are different. Tons. But, you know, since Huff wasn't there last year, you got to look, well, let's go watch some Marshall film, right? And kind of see, you know, what they do, kind of how they operate. What do they look like on film? And there's one of the things that kind of jumped out to me. And you guys may remember this. I think it was Kentucky back in 97 when Tim Couch came to Starkville and Eric Brown had that great game for us. The Joe Lee kind of had like a prowler package out there. Like all of our D linemen stood up. Not every play, but a lot of plays. We kind of gave them a different look. And so I reached out to somebody yesterday that used to coach with Joe Lee. And I'm like, hey, what was this all about? Like, what I understand on third and long doing that, but what's kind of the point? Like, what was Joe Lee's philosophy about that? What was his thinking behind that? And he goes, I'm trying to avoid the double team. I'm trying to identify the proper rush lane. And so I stand up, and it doesn't give those guys the opportunity to double team me, but it also gives me the opportunity to kind of pivot a little bit when I see how they've got things set up. I spoke to another SEC offensive line coach, former SEC offensive line coach, last night, and I said, hey, what do you see at this Marshall formation type thing? Because here's what they did, and it wasn't just on third down. They did it on some odd down and distances, which is what kind of stood out to me. I'm like, what's the tactical advantage for doing this? So they have one down lineman, and I couldn't tell if he was a true nose or a one. Is he playing a shade? What's he doing? You know, I don't know that. But they had they played basically a 4-2-5, and they'd have the stand-up edge, and then they had the defensive end, and he wasn't truly a five-tack. It's more like a seven. And then they would have the other interior guy, maybe like a 4-eye. And so I know I'm speaking Greek to some of you people. They have him stand up and kind of be offset. And I was like, this is interesting. And so I don't think he believed me at first. And he goes, hey, let me go look at some of this film. And I'm going to read to you kind of what he told me. Because I think it's interesting. And these are people that do this for a living, right? I mean, right? It's not a scenario where, you know, it's just me and you talking. So he goes, hey, check this out. There's not a similar structure and doesn't exist on a base down and distance in the entire Power Five. It's truly unique. All their other fronts kind of fit into a different category. There's some empty checks and tempo. Sometimes things don't get aligned, right? But there are 49 clips in that same category with one interior lineman. And he brings up an interesting point. Is that odd front, is that the product of the defensive line coach or the defensive coordinator? Those are interesting questions, right? I think everybody would agree. You know, if it's tied to the defensive line coach, you know, who knows, right? But what's interesting, you know, Jason Seymour is the defensive coordinator, and he was at Marshall last year. So if this is his brainchild, we may see some of this, maybe. And I have some questions about that too, and I'll get to that shortly, because of the fact that I just don't think that alignment's going to work, right? The new defensive line coach at Southern Miss is Eric Mathis. He comes to them from Eastern Kentucky. So the defensive line coach didn't come, but Seymour, the defensive coordinator, did. And so one of the things I talked to my cousin, Chuck Robertson, that's Taylorsville High School state championship coach, Chuck Robertson. That's right. Put some respect on the name. I love Chuck. I do. And I've known Chuck my whole life, obviously. A little bit older than him. It's ironic, though, that he's already retired, even though he's younger than me. I guess getting into coaching at an early age is probably a good decision. But I shared with Chuck some of the things that I discussed with others. And I was like, Chuck, this is just, it's so weird to me, you know. And I said, I just don't think it's going to work in the SEC. I said, you know, in the Sun Belt, there's a lot of RPO stuff. There's a lot of zone read stuff. So it makes sense that maybe you kind of have that floating edge out there, right? And Chuck makes a good point, too. He's like, you know, because of the length of those guys, you know, it may disrupt some things. You know, talking to one of my other guys, too, he's like, hey, you know, immediately when a quarterback sees that and maybe you've got a zone read play kind of work in that direction, you might audible out into something else. True. But some people like to do the offset thing so that, you know, the offset defensive lineman can kind of read those guys. And Chuck kind of agrees with me. With the size, length, and girth of this Mississippi State offensive line, you're not going to gain anything from it. You just take one step and just kind of zone block there, and you can kind of shield all that stuff out. And it makes sense, you know, to get a little bit wider on third down. And every so often, you watch some of those Marshall games too, when they ran this alignment, which was a lot. You know, you'd see people check into a run play. And, you know, they had some decent backers there. Guys, they don't have, outside of Chris Jones, there's really not a lot of appreciable experience at linebacker at Southern Miss. Not this year. They went out and signed a couple of guys out of the portal at linebacker that haven't done anything. And so you're basically playing with what you had last year, which is interesting, right? I'm double-checking the name. I think it was Jalen Mills. I think that's right. I'm going to double-check that to be sure. I've got their roster pulled up in front of me. But went in the portal, came back out. But, you know, he's back, you know, for another year. And he's a veteran guy, you know. And so you got a couple linebackers. And Chris Jones missed the last three games of the year, but still was second on the team in tackles with 46. You know, and listen, that's a guy, product of Hartfield Academy. State and Ole Miss really weren't on him. Maybe they should be, right? And Chris obviously had the opportunity to leave, elected not to. But, the name I'm looking for here, if I can find it. Maybe I'm not going to be able to find it. But anyway, there's just not much depth and experience outside of Chris. And, you know, Chris obviously a sophomore. But, you know, there's some other bodies out there, but they're really kind of undersized. Remember, former Bulldog Avery Sledge is there, and he was a quality reserve last year. They're going to have him step up this year. But the point being is if you have, you know, an elite linebacker core, you can kind of be a little more exotic up front, right? Because they're going to be able to fit gaps for you. They're going to be able to make plays for you. But when you've got a renovated and revamped defensive line, which they do, and they went out and got three defensive linemen from West Virginia and some other places, and they brought a ton of guys in to basically just revitalize that defensive line room. And Huff himself said he likes where they are on the D-line. There does not appear to be a lot of appreciable depth on that defensive line. But I suspect on defense that may be the unit they feel the best about. Now, Josh Moten, of course, patrolling out there in the secondary is elite. And some people are like, oh, they brought in some great safeties. Well, not, not really, right? Now, they may prove to be great. They may, you know. They brought in one kid from Marshall that did some decent things and really more of a return guy. But that defensive front, based on my observations of what they have reported and what Charles Huff has said, I think they feel best about that defensive line. So it'll be our offensive line against theirs. And it appears they feel the worst about their offensive line. And so I think that could be, prove to be a good day for our D-line. But back to our point here about this exotic front they have with one down lineman and three guys standing up, one on the interior, which is always interesting. As Chuck, that's Coach Chuck to you, said, if that happens, Mississippi State will just create a new line of scrimmage, and you're going to give them basically a yard to 2 yard head start on running plays. And so I think it, going back, trying to find some commonality in those things, because, you know, listen, Seymour was a DC at Marshall, right? So he wouldn't have signed off on this exotic look on the D-line if he didn't believe in it. But I wonder sometimes if it wasn't somewhat opponent-specific, because we don't run zone read, right? We don't have a lot of quarterback power in this playbook. We don't have a lot of RPO. We have some. We don't have a lot. And so I'm just kind of eager to see how they're going to defense us. But all that understood, I think trying to find any information about what they're going to look like is going to be kind of an exercise in futility. I mean, you look at tendencies because coaches do what they're good at, right? You find what you're successful at and you stick with it. But I just thought it was interesting. When I saw this, I was like, I thought the first time I saw it, I said, well, this may just be like a third down package just based on what they've seen over a game. But no, it continued. So I reached out to people more knowledgeable to me so I can share that with you. So if you want to go back and go watch the they did it a lot against Old Dominion in that game. And they did it a lot against Louisiana Lafayette in the Sun Belt title game. So if you just – like if you're looking for something to watch tonight – and you just want, you know, you're a football nerd like me, and you just like, Steve, I just want to see what you're talking about. There are some abbreviated games on YouTube of that title game between Marshall and UL. And UL killed themselves. I give Marshall a lot of credit. Made some plays. But they turned the ball over. They had some really, really silly turnovers in that game. And we're going to speak more extensively about Southern Miss on the Friday show. We'll pick the rest of the league. We'll do a little bit of picking today, too, but we're going to pick the rest of the league and talk more about Southern Miss and about our game on Friday. But one of the observations that I made about Braylon, the quarterback, Braylon Braxton, big physical guy. He's not Cam Newton, but he's a big physical guy. Maybe a little bit like Chris Ralph, maybe. Maybe not quite as tall as Chris, but, I mean, similar playing style. But one of the things I thought was interesting, he doesn't have that grip it and rip it arm. Now, he can throw the vertical, but it takes a little while to get there. But also, too, like all the underneath and intermediate stuff, it's like throwing darts with him. He kind of short arms it a lot, too. And so I think in some respects, too, you can pick up on some things mechanically with him that maybe can give you a bit of a benefit. And I think that's the key to this ball game, is kind of controlling him. Again, I don't think he's a guy that's going to go out there and throw for 300, but he's a guy that could probably run for 75, and because of his threat to run, open up some running lanes for that running back room. And again, we expect that depth chart to be Pittman, Briggs, and Davis. But Jeff Pittman, RB1. But all that understood, I think, again, some of our people have PTSD after last year. And I don't think that we're maybe objectively looking at this. And that was what I decided to do on Sunday. I was like, I've heard so much about this. There's so much people are unsettled about this. What is this Southern Miss team really expected to be? And again, all due respect to Southern Miss. My wife graduated from Southern. My mom did. You know, I grew up 30 minutes down the road. You know, I don't have any animosity towards Southern Miss. I know many of their fans do for us. Guys, the 247 site for Southern Miss, I created that site so we would have one. And then hired some people to run it, and then eventually signed it over to them. I didn't even collect any money on it. I just wanted us to have a USM site, right? They could produce some more content, but my point being is I've got no ill will against Southern Miss. But this is a 1-11 team with a brand-new coaching staff that doesn't really return any stars. Chris Jones, the linebacker, is probably the biggest and brightest returning star they have on the entire roster. And that's not in any way to diminish him, right? If he'd put those kinds of numbers up, he probably ends up being a 70-tackle guy and didn't have much help around him. You know, we know what Josh Moten's going to do. But this is a 1-11 team that's playing its first game with a new coach with a rebuilt offensive line. Matter of fact, Greg Nunnery, the lone kind of returner from last year of the regulars on the offensive line, all 6'3 of them, is going to play left tackle. They're flipping him over. And as of like 10 days ago, they were still moving people around trying to find the right combination. Does this guy a right guard or a left guard? Does he play tackle or is he a guard? So they were still mixing and matching like last week. And that's not a good sign, okay? And so I share that with you. I think, again, we may go down there and play terribly. But I expect Mississippi State to win this game handily. I do. And I think, again, that's not a reflection on Charles Huff or Southern Miss. It's just kind of the state of where they are as a program. And listen, we're a year ahead of where they were, right? Brand new staff, flipped roster. We're in year two of that. And Huff has mentioned that extensively in his press conferences that, hey, Mississippi State's in year two. There's always a lot of improvement in year two. We certainly hope so. But I'm not worried about this game. I mean, there's always that, always the fear of losing, always. But they may be well-intended, and I think Charles Huff is going to do exceptionally well at Southern Miss. But this team is not ready to go win a game against an SEC team. And they're not going to do that unless we help them. If we go out there and play our game, I simply don't think they're going to be able to stop us. And again, all due respect to Southern Miss, I'm in no way degrading them, their program, anything like that. I lived in Hattiesburg, had a great time. I lived in Hattiesburg twice, met my wife in Hattiesburg. So just as objective as I can be as a Mississippi State guy, I think State's going to handle this game probably with more comfort than people realize. And I don't know if you've realized this too, the line's now back up to 13. And again, it was newsworthy when the line was dropping. It's not newsworthy when the line's going up, right? I mean, just, again, consider your way. All right, final segment of the show brought to you by the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. Man, we love the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. I've stayed there. You should stay there. I've had the experience. I can tell you, it's a great time. It is. Great time. Just 5 minutes away from the Mississippi State campus. Right out past the Highlands and the old renovated country club, full service kitchen, the wet bar, the back porch area, the fire pit area, 6 bedrooms, 3 bath. Nothing could be better. It's so great. Rather than have everybody scattered around town, around the county, and you got to coordinate everything, and somebody's always late, or somebody just laid down for a nap, or there's always something going on. It's so great for everybody to be in one room, right? One house under one roof. And be able to just kind of enjoy each other. It's great, man. You need to check that out. Right? Simple as that. Google the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. Their Facebook page will come up. You can peruse the pictures of all the amenities available to you and your guests. But also some booking options are going to come up. Airbnb, VRBO. You want to go that way, you can. But if you want to save some money, book through the Evolve website. And use promo code BSR10. That's beautiful Steve Robertson 10. That gets you 10% off your stay just by being a listener to this show. Yeah, cool as that. Again, be sure and check it out. Okay, our first SEC team to be in action is Thursday night. It's going to be Central Arkansas at Missouri. I expect Missouri and Kevin Coleman to win this game handily. It's going to be interesting, too, to kind of see how the quarterback situation works without Brady Cook, who has been an institution. Surprised they hadn't built a statue. We'll pick the rest of these games on Friday, but we'll take Missouri big in that one. But Friday night, and I'll be down in Hattiesburg getting ready for Mississippi State to play. Auburn is at Baylor. I'm curious to see, like, this whole Auburn quarterback situation. Jackson Arnold, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know if that offense truly fits him. We'll see. But Auburn's quarterback play was so bad last year. You know, it's got to be an improvement, or one would think. But Dave Aranda at Baylor, yeah, this could be a rock fight, in the words of Chris Jans. This may be a 17-13 type game. I don't know that Auburn can score. I think Auburn's going to be pretty good defensively. I just don't know if they can score. So that'll be interesting. And then, of course, a full slate of games on Saturday. Reminder, when we're playing, there will be some other games going on too. Texas, number one, Texas at Ohio State. What a barn burner of a game for week one. Syracuse at Tennessee. Josh Heupel recently signed the contract extension. And, of course, Mississippi State at Southern Miss. A little bit later, Toledo at Kentucky. Marshall is at Georgia. There's some former Bulldogs on that Marshall team too. They had to kind of put that thing back together after last year. So that'll be interesting to see how Marshall does this year under a new coaching staff. But against Georgia, it's going to be tough. Alabama's at Florida State. That's an afternoon game. Alabama A&M's at Arkansas. That should be an absolute bloodletting. Illinois State's at Oklahoma. Texas San Antonio's at A&M. Long Island is at Florida. And like when these games are scheduled, when these people go out here and clown us, that like for the league for playing games, these are the kind of games we're talking about. Charleston Southern is at Vandy. I think Charleston Southern still runs the option. I think. And then Saturday night, it'll be a fun one there. LSU at Clemson. Georgia State's at Ole Miss. Virginia Tech against South Carolina. That's going to be the Sunday game. So we're going to have college football involving SEC teams Thursday through Sunday. So get your fix, man. I mean, you're going to have – we've waited all summer for this, and, like, now it's here. I don't like to end on a somber note, so I'm going to address this now. Guys, what in the world's happening in Minnesota? What is happening in Minnesota? You guys are probably well aware there have been a couple of mass shootings up there. I don't know what's happening, but I want to make one thing abundantly clear, and my daughter would say, Daddy, what a brave stance. We got to protect all kids. All kids. Like I see all the, everybody's got a cause these days. All kids. We have to protect all kids, period. It is our responsibility as parents, as adults, as young people to protect children. They can't protect themselves, man. And I watched this heartbreaking video earlier, this young man describing that his friend got on top of him to shield him and says, you're going to be okay, and then his friend got shot, and I hope that he made it. I hope so. A couple of those kids didn't. But man, number one, it's brave for that kid, but number two, no kid should ever, ever have to make that type of decision. Do I save myself or save my friend? A fifth grader? You kidding me? That should never happen. And like I've seen all this stuff that's out there online. I don't know how much of it's true. But the reality of it is like there's no way. There's no way that people should be able to put an arsenal together around people that they love. And nobody thinks something's weird, right? And it's like reading like the letter and that course. It's so interesting to have. So much of that gets withheld, but people put it out there and we're able to get our hands on it and our eyes on it. But it is apparent that this person, I'm not even going to mention a name, I don't want to give me notoriety, this person has had issues for a long time. And I don't know what steps the family took, right? They may have had this person in therapy for years and years. Who knows? Who knows? They may have done their best. Maybe. But at the end of the day, we got kids shot up at a school. And I remember when it happened in Pearl, Mississippi. I remember it. I was working in Natchitoches, Louisiana. My friend Ernie Turner, who we've talked about on the show before, called me, who was working in Pearl at the time. And I couldn't believe it. He goes, man, did you hear about what happened? We had no internet back then. Did you hear about what happened? I'm like, no, what are you talking about? And it was just so shocking. Like, it was like the end of innocence. And we had young kids at the time ourselves, and we're like, oh my gosh, you know? How could this happen? And I think in many respects, people have been desensitized because it's happened so often. If there's anything in the world that we can ill afford to be desensitized about, it is the safety of our children. I don't care what it takes. You know, we spend all this money, send all this money overseas for, researching, the migration patterns of pachyderms and things like that. I would rather use that money to protect our children. And I don't want to live in a police state, but if there is ever a need for a secured facility anywhere in the United States, it is a school. It is a school. And this is something that has to be bipartisan. I don't like to get political here, but I don't want to get into all this back and forth and all this rhetoric, because nothing ever changes, right? Nothing ever changes. We have a school shooting. There's calls for gun reform. And then on the other side of it, it's thoughts and prayers. And it's like, well, it's not the gun that killed somebody. It's a person that killed somebody, and they could find something else. The bottom line is this. I don't care where you stand on this political issue, but we have to come together as people and say enough is enough with all this stuff. Okay, whatever steps we have to take to protect children and to protect the future of this country, we have to do that. Period. Period. And again, I don't think that's a brave stance. I think it's a pretty common sense stance. But what we're doing is not working. Period. And it's so incredibly infuriating. It truly is. It truly is. And I could talk a whole lot about the things that offend me. And I tell you, one of the things that's most offensive to me is willful ignorance. That just absolutely drives me crazy. And watching some of these videos on Reels and things of that nature, and seeing some of these political debates between people, and I just think to myself, I'm just so glad I'm not living in that world. But I'm affected by it, as are you. We have people out there, you can't even have a civil debate on television because people are so brainwashed on both sides. But some of this stuff that we're asked to accept is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This is a sports show, but at times we have to address items such as this. But I know many of you are like me, you're fatigued by all this stuff. You begin to ask yourself, and I don't want to sound morbid or anything like that, but there's so many times you just think to yourself, man, like, I don't know if I'm built for another 30 years, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I begin to think about, there are so many things that don't make sense to me anymore. And I see people out there advocating for things that are absolutely insane, that makes absolutely no sense to me. And I'm not speaking about technological things or advancements that we've made in certain things. That's all good, right? But just common sense things out there. Common sense. It's nuts, man. But nevertheless, in case you haven't heard, Natasha Bedingfield is going to be the headliner, a Bulldog Bash. I also noticed it's going to be in the Hump this year and not in downtown Starkville. And I have seen some complaints about all of that. And the truth of the matter is we could have had Taylor Swift come, who recently got engaged. I don't know if you hadn't heard. But I thought the funniest joke was that Travis Kelce finally was able to get a ring without the help of the officials. That is funny. But nevertheless, we could get Taylor Swift, or we could get, any nationally known recording artist to come to Starkville and play a show for us, and people are going to complain. And I know the folks that are involved with Bulldog Bash are doing the best they can. Natasha Bedingfield has had a ton of hits. Of course, she's still a performing artist and still tours, obviously. But, she had some hits in the early 2000s, and you're somewhat familiar with those. But at the end of the day, it's a chance to go have some fun, and you're not buying a ticket. And so when you're not buying a ticket, you're getting a free show. I mean, you can't complain about a free show or a free lunch, right? You can't. And so, but again, there's this, that's the thing about social media, is it's made everybody feel like their voice is, so incredibly important. So as soon as something happens, it doesn't wash down the pipes the way we want it to, then we got to get out here. Oh, these people are stupid. They're doing the best they can. They have a very limited budget to pull this thing off, right? And I've always been impressed with the performance and the show and everything they put together when I've been able to go. The last few years, we haven't been able to go because they've had it, Friday night before a road game, and we're out traveling to go cover your road game for you. But, life is fun, should be fun. If you don't want to go to the show, don't go to the show. But if you're not going to go to the show, you know, maybe don't tweet about it. Those that want to go to the show, go to the show and have a good time. It's fun. Life should be fun. I'm a fan of fun. And I'm going to have fun this weekend as Mississippi State makes a move to 1-0. You know, and again, I feel very confident about the game. We're going to be back on Friday, and we'll preview the rest of the weekend. We'll talk more extensively about Southern Miss, but also, too, about the rest of the slate of games in the SEC. If you hadn't done so, go to DutyNobleBook.com, and you can get signed copies of all my sports titles, including Flim Flam, Stark Villains, Alpha Dogs, Dog Pile, The Dude, which is still doing exceptionally well. I'll be showcasing that book at the Mississippi Book Festival next month. The morning of the Alcorn State game. I have to hustle back, but I'll be fine. In addition to that, too, you can get When the Bottom Falls, which is probably the book I get the most questions about, most comments about. There's a lot to that book, very personal book. Kind of me naked before the world in many respects. I was very honest. It's the only way I know to be. Come float with us at True Rest Float Spa of Starkville. Again, reminds you, if you're coming to town for a home weekend for football, you need to book ahead of time. We rarely have availability for walk-ins, especially on weekends. But if you plan to float and you're coming from outside of the greater Starkville area, you need to plan ahead of time. You can call Dana at 662-268-7601 and get on the schedule. And remember, we are a business and we have limited availability. And please don't book if you're not going to come, right? Don't book and then not show up, because that means somebody else could have been able to come in your place, right? So you can call Dan and get all your questions answered and come join us over at jeanspage.com at a discounted rate off the annual subscription price. Hey, you guys have a great Wednesday. You'll have your show up for the ride home today. How cool is that? And I'll have to get Friday's show up for you earlier too, because I plan on getting the road too. To get down to Hattiesburg, I'm seeing some friends, some people that I consider family between now and the ball game. And so I'll get down there. I'm going to stop and have me a Ward's hamburger down around Bay Springs, which is one of the best Ward's in the state. Give me a big one, and then we'll go have dinner, get up and have breakfast, and then we'll go cover a ball game. And then we'll get home and try to watch some college football, right, and try to have some fun over the weekend too. It's going to be a great work day for us, but, man, it's not like I'm selling insurance or cleaning out drains or digging ditches for a living. I'm very happy and very blessed to be in the position that I'm in, and I want to thank you guys all for supporting me so many years over Gene's page, of course, with the books and certainly with the show. But we're almost there, right? By the next time we get together, there will have been an SEC football team play a season opener. May not be much of a game, but it will give you something to watch, kind of whet the appetite before the Bulldogs take the field on Saturday. Hey, let's get out of here. Until next time, let's all live our lives in a way we make more friends than enemies, and people can see a difference in the way we live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.